Hi, I'm Freya Hollingberry. I'm from the Brighton University and De Montfort team. I first wanted to do this trip mainly because of the charity element of it, because I really like the combination of the exposition and the charity, and it worked really well for me, and it was exciting knowing that I was doing it both for myself and for somebody else. Fundraising was quite difficult, but satisfying at the same time. It was quite fun thinking of lots of ideas, and my fundraising manager, Chrissy, was so useful. One day I called her, and I was quite low on my fundraising, and she came up with loads of ideas, and one really great idea, she helped me dress up for a plane, and I dressed up in this most ridiculous outfit, and I was on 6 plane flights, and loads of people laughing at me, but I made £700 in about 4 days, so that was quite good. Whole trip was really well executed, I felt really looked after. Hardest parts were definitely about 5 days before the deadline. Absolute stress, but having a deadline was good because it made you keep fundraising, not forget about it, because we had about a 6-month gap to keep going. And then, 2 hours before Stella Point, which is about an hour just before you get to the summit. And, those 2 hours are probably the toughest 2 hours I've had in my life. So, yeah, but the whole thing's been great.
Hi, I'm Rollo Wood, coming in with the Brighton University team, and De Montfort, of course. And I've been through all the fundraising and everything, and it was hell, but it all made sense as soon as I got to the school that we were raising money for. As soon as I saw the building that ChildReach had sponsored and actually got the money to build, it almost brought a tear to my eye. Well, it did actually, because I saw all the kids in there with all their little school books, and it was just amazing that something that we actually did make a difference, you know. It was incredible, and just how happy they all were that they could actually be there and do it. It was amazing. It really was amazing. It left me speechless, as I am now, actually. But after that, then the trip itself up the mountain was incredible. Probably the best thing I've ever done in my life. I would never forget it, definitely. Because going with Rare Adventures tour group, and the guides were just fantastic. They were really helpful, really knew when to push you when you needed it, and give you a pull up when you needed it as well. It's just amazing. And probably my toughest point was the final day, walking up that last steep hill to the summit. And the altitude gets to you, you start losing oxygen, but keep going, you know, everyone's behind you back at home, and you get there in the end with everyone, all your team and your friends, and it's just the best feeling in the world. That's perfect.